I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Myanmar and Bangladesh officials are talking about Rohingya refugees returning to Myanmar, but Asian Access's Pastor Peter says it's a bit more complicated.
They are so much worried about the documents, and they said that in order to have a document, they have to pay money. One person has to pay 70,000 jets. So these things are going on there, and I'm afraid that many may not be able to come back to Myanmar. Cannot say that it is safe now.
According to Asian Access, most of these refugees are undocumented because the government confiscated their papers. Asian Access leaders are providing encouragement through ministry and training refugees with life skills. As a result, 1,000 Rohingya have come to Christ. You can learn more at missionnews.org. And it seems like religious freedom was constantly in the news in January. First, the U.S. released a list of countries of particular concern regarding religious freedom. Closely following, Open Doors released the World Watch List. Ironically, only a few days after this list debuted, the Chinese government demolished a popular evangelical megachurch. Seemingly in response to this event, President Trump announced Freedom of Religion Day. With such an intense focus for 1 month, it's easy to forget that this is a constant issue. David Curry, president and CEO of Open Doors USA.
And so we assume everybody has that freedom, but that's not the case. 215 million Christians live in an area, a region of the world, where they're persecuted, harassed for their faith.
Please pray with the persecuted church for boldness and pray that those with religious freedom would use it to further the global church. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, stories on current events, links, and more at missionnews.org.